Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913-1914, page 689. Visible translated text is as follows, our Anglo-Saxon liberties. They did not tell me that they already had a statement that she had made and which she declared to be the truth. Redirect examination. You, Mr. Dot Dorsey, did not tell me that you had no right to look anybody up. I told you that, and you agreed to it, but you would not let her go. I told you that Chief Beaver said he would do what you said, and then I asked you to give me an order. You said you wouldn't give me an order. When I told Starnes that I thought I ought to be in that room while Manola was making the statement, he knocked on the door, and it was unlocked on the inside and they let me in. They let me into the room at once after I had been sitting there 2 hours. I was present when she made the statement about the payment of the cook. I don't remember what questions I asked her at that time. I was her attorney. I didn't go down there to examine her. I went there to get her out. Starnes and Campbell were in and out of the room during the time. Mr. Dot Starnes stayed on the outside of the door part of the time. I don't know who was in the room and who was not while I was outside. Albert Mokenight, sworn for the state in rebuttal. This sideboard, Defendant's Exhibit 52, sets more this way than it was at the time I was there. Cross-examination. I don't know if the sideboard was changed, but it wasn't setting like that is in the corner. I didn't see the sideboard at all, but I don't like the angle of this plat. R.L. Gravel, sworn for the state in rebuttal. I am connected with the Beck and Gregg HDW. Company Albert Mo Knight also works for the same company. He asked me to go down and see if I could get Manola McKnight out when she was arrested. I went there for that purpose. I was present when she signed that affidavit, State's Exhibit 7. I went out with Mr. Dot Pickett to Manola McKnight's home the latter part of May. Albert McKnight was there. On the 3rd day of June, we were down at the station house and they brought Manola McKnight in and we questioned her.